Hello, and welcome to Draw, Lose or Draw, a podcast covering all things Partick Thistle. On today's special episode, we're going to take a look back at Thistle's last win over Rangers from the 4th of May, 1993.
Supporters in our newsroom, they all came traipsing out of the closet this morning. Distinct smell of mothballs and their red and yellow scarves as well. Well, the celebrations at Fir Hill went on long into the night, and it wasn't just because they'd inflicted Rangers' heaviest league defeat for 2 years. The 2 points won were more than enough to ensure Thistle's Premier League survival, and John Lambie's red and yellow army are now looking forward to a carnival atmosphere at Saturday's final home league game against Celtic. Just under 10,000 witnessed the match, so did we, and while it might not have been Rangers' first choice 11, they were done over just the same.
Going into the game, Thistle were in the midst of a relegation dogfight, and here's Tom Hosey to talk through the tough task that Thistle faced with just 3 games to go.
We'd lost to Dundee United on the Saturday, 3-1. Don McVicar, I remember, got sent off for what we all thought was a really soft red card, but I've seen footage back and he actually attacks the guy at his knee with his challenge. So I don't know where we got the notion from at the time that it was a soft red card. But no, it was the third last game of the season. It was Airdrie Falkirk, I think, that went down that season. Dundee, I think, were involved in it as well. Our last 3 games, as I remember, were Rangers and Celtic at home and Hibs away, and we had to get a win from one of those 3 games.
For Tom, the Rangers game came at the perfect moment in his life.
1983, I was born in 68, so he was trying to figure this out. 24, 25, something like that. Before I got my first flat, so I didn't have the responsibility of having to pay a mortgage and stuff like that. So I had a bit of disposable income because I was still just living at home, just paying my mum a bit of dig money. So yeah, no real responsibilities in life. So you can enjoy these moments to the full without having to worry about any potential consequences.
Many Thistle fans will recognise Tom these days from his work as programme editor. Now approaching his 500th programme, Tom had significantly less experience going into the Rangers game.
Well, here's the story. That was my very first. That was the very first programme that I edited. The programme editor at the time was Neil Kennedy. Now, he was stopping at the end of that season, but he was away. He was going away with... He'd gone to watch Scotland, as I remember, and he couldn't do the last two programmes. So he asked myself and Michael Max if we would edit the last two programmes of the 92-93 season ahead of us taking on for the 93-94 season onwards. So, yep, the Rangers 3-0 game was the very first of my Thistle programmes. It would still have been, it would have still been on computer. It would have gone on disc to the printers. Photographs, it would actually have to be the physical photograph, and you had to write the caption on the back of the photograph. None of this, just the email and the pictures. It's a hell of a lot easier to do it now than what it was then. When me and Michael did it from 92 to 97, maybe 98, can't quite remember. When I took it on myself, I didn't even have a computer in the house. I had to go up to Fir Hill and use the computer at Fir Hill to put the programme together. For about 2-3 years, I used up virtually every minute of my annual leave to take time off to go up to Fir Hill to complete the programme. But it didn't seem to bother me. It would bother me now, I think, if I had to do that. But at the time, it didn't really bother me too much. I knew I was never going to be able to play for the club, so this was just my way of contributing to Partick Thistle. I don't know if that reflects in me terribly well, a bit sad maybe, a bit. But that was my approach to it. Not a bad start.
With John Lambie and Jerry Collins in the dugout, Thistle's team that season was packed with cult heroes.
It was just a very, very good squad. Obviously, Ray Farningham was a right good midfielder. If you're asking me for a favourite player for that team, Jerry Britton by mile. Jerry Britton's been one of my favourite players from the minute he arrived at the club. And again, I know what happened, that his reputation has been a little tarnished by his association with the regime at the time, but Jerry Britton remains one of my favourite people ever to be associated with our club. An absolutely brilliant gem of a guy, one of the funniest people I've encountered. Numerous stories that he's had me in absolute stitches at overnight stays, went away with the team up to Inverness and Ross County and stuff like that. No, Jerry's an absolute gem of a guy, and that's probably that season's where my hero worship of him started. I mean, there was a couple of players. There was a guy, Neil McKilligan, that hardly ever played for us. He played that night and was very, very good. John Lambie was great at just bringing players in short term to do a particular job. Don McVicker was a great player in that team that season, but he missed that game because he was suspended due to his red card against Dundee United the week before. Albert Craig, obviously another big, big player for us not just that season, but subsequent seasons as well. Another player that John Lambie liked had him at Hamilton, but his career was really kind of drifting when John brought him to Firhill, and he flourished at Firhill. Top goal-scoring midfielder in Scotland a couple of seasons after that. And of course, his daughter was playing for Celtic Women this afternoon against Thistle, which makes me feel quite old.
Having come within a whisker of the Champions League final weeks before, newly crowned league champions Rangers had an 11 full of international talent.
I remember Haley played that night. Peter Hustra played that night. Ali Maxwell was a goalkeeper. And the only reason I remember that is because Jerry Britton took the ball round him to complete the route to make it 3-0. I'm pretty sure Goff played. So, I mean, it certainly wasn't any second-string Ranger side that they put out. It was their strongest team, the team that had cantered away to the league title and had won umpteen league titles in the following season. But I think I can remember us talking about it at the time that there was about 7 full internationals in their starting 11.
Thistle wasted little time in taking the lead. A Paul McLaughlin free kick swung in from the left and Ray Farningham shot, leaving Ali Maxwell helpless. Thistle fans in raptures and the players with another Premier League season in sight after just 90 seconds.
So the first one was, I think, within 90 seconds. Certainly very early on, because I'm sure the game that must be on the Thistle archive, or I'd be able to get it online somewhere, but you can see Tommy Taylor still walking round to get behind the goal for photographs when Ray Farningham hits it in from the edge of the box. So I would think there would be at least no more than 90 seconds on the clock when we scored the first one.
Rangers tried to respond, but when Mark Hatley set up Peter Hustra, recalled keeper Craig Nelson was more than up to the task.
Craig Nelson emerged as a very, very good goalkeeper. When he made his debut against Brechin City, he had an absolute shocker. We drew 3-3, and he actually had to get somebody to tie his shoelaces before he went out because he was shaking that much. And the guy went on to play into his 40th at a right good level.
Durant and Gordon then combined to set up Hatley, but again, it was inspired stuff from the Partick keeper.
We had a couple of important saves that night as well. I think there was one that just 1-0 that he made a right good save. And he'd came into the team a few months after John Lambie tried to ship him out, but he just seemed to flourish when he was finally given his chance in the first team.
Rangers had a free kick just before the break, but even when Mark Hatley was the unexpected taker, Nelson managed to get down and touch the ball away. Thistle still a goal up at half-time, despite the Rangers' pressure.
I don't remember a great deal about the first half, but I do remember being absolutely hyper at half-time, going round to people saying, we've got a chance, we can do this, we can beat them tonight, we've got a real chance here. And of course, we did.
Into the second half and the Thistle party really began. McLaughlin with the free kick again, and this time it was Grant Tierney who got her foot to the ball and steered it wide of Maxwell.
Grant Tierney took time out from having Mark Hatley in his back pocket to fire one into the back of the net to make it 2-0. I can't quite remember how long there was to go when Jerry Britton, as I say, took the ball round Ali Maxwell and stuck it in the back of the net.
Thistle completed the rout when Davy Irons' shot was smothered by the Rangers' keeper, only for Jerry Britton to pounce on the loose ball and dance the night away in front of a bewildered Rangers defence. The former Celtic player was eventually caught, but not before his celebration sprint reached the halfway line.
And I think you knew then that was 3-0 up, it was game over. And boy, was there a party under the shed that night. That was, yeah, if I could go back in time and relive the last 15, 20 minutes of that Rangers game, I would love to do that. What a night that was. What a night it was down the Woodside as well, I can tell you.
At the end, acknowledgement of a no doubt soon-to-be legendary success. And even in the cold light of day, Thistle in no mood to climb off cloud 9.
We felt that we could go and maybe possibly take a point off the Rangers, but In last night's performance, we'd have beat AC Milan last night on that performance.
I think John Lambie suggested that it was AC Milan players in Partick Thistle jerseys.
Actually, John couldn't believe it. He kept telling me that we were watching AC Milan playing in Partick jerseys, the things that the guys were doing, because everything they were asked to do, they'd done superbly.
Now, Thistle are now clear of relegation, so you can now talk about it. How do you think that's going to go? It's getting very tight at the bottom.
I think Falkirk have done well in recent weeks, but I still believe that Falkirk will get relegated. I think the Motherwell have got enough good players at Fir Park to overcome their situation, and maybe Falkirk have left it too late.
Airdrie a lost cause?
I don't like saying it, but I think they are, yeah.
Airdrie will have plenty to say about that one.
Over champions Rangers. The result ensures Thistle's survival in the Premier Division next season and guarantees the club the finances to press ahead with the upgrading of their own stadium.
It was a Tuesday, it was either a Tuesday or Wednesday night, it was certainly a midweek night. I was working the next morning, so I would have been into work, if not with a filthy hangover, probably still half cut from the night before, because you can get a lot of drink in the time between full-time whistle and closing time down the Woody. So, I mean, it wasn't probably as big a surprise as beating Celtic 4-1 in the League Cup final, but it was a big, big surprise. Now, perhaps, fortunately, Rangers had clinched the league title on the Saturday away at Airdrie, so maybe their minds might not have been entirely focused on what was to come, but when they got hit by an absolute Thistle juggernaut that night, they were absolutely blown away. And again, I'm getting back to talking about the 71 game, saying don't think for a second that the Celtic weren't hurt by it. Don't think for a second that Rangers weren't really, really hurt by the fact that they got beat 3-0 that night. Okay, they'd won the league on the Saturday and the job was done for them, but their pride was seriously, seriously dented that night. That's the one thing, an abiding memory of beating Rangers 3-0 was we're all dancing away, singing and partying that we'd beaten Rangers 3-0. And it took a bit of time for it to actually sink in. Wait a minute, these 2 points that we've got means that we're actually safe for another season and we don't have to sweat these last two games. It was almost staying up was a secondary factor that night. It was a joyous, joyous evening.
The Jags are rising again, so says Partick Thistle's club song. But this year they've gone one better. Having been promoted up, they've stayed up, and that's meant a boost for the club's finances as well as its morale. In fact, double the income of some First Division clubs. More than enough for the chairman to rubber stamp plans to redevelop the ground, starting with the East Stand. Work on the £2.5 million project should be complete by next spring.
The public perception, unfortunately, as if you're in Premier League, you're in football, if you're in the First Division, it's almost a second class. It's almost a media-inspired thing. And it would have been very difficult for us to progress with a new stand from a position in the First Division.
Is it now time for you and John Lambie to sit down and say to yourselves, OK, we've survived this season. Do your targets suddenly increase? Are you looking to progress up the ladder a little?
Well, the target was always to get to the Premier League, and that was last year's target. This year's target was to stay in the Premier League. Next year's target will be to consolidate a position there.
I mean, this is one thing that my generation have never been able to experience. We've had close calls of it. What is it like going into work the day after Thistle have beat the Old Firm?
Oh, it's fantastic. again, you get these people that... The only thing that always kind of irritated me when you beat one half of the Old Firm was the other half trying to take something from it. When we beat Celtic at Parkhead early in that season, and I was walking back through the town with my Thistle scarf on, obviously absolutely elated, and a Rangers fan trying to come up and give me a Masonic handshake, as if us beating Celtic had something to do with them. No, this is our moment. This is about us. Get the fuck away from this. Just let us have our moment. And again, they always try to kid on that, okay, we weren't really that bothered about it. Okay, it's good that Thistle got their win, but deep down, they're really, really hurting. They really hated it. And, of course, I just loved it. Never was over the top with it. Never rubbed it in their faces or anything like that. But you just kind of walk that bit taller, a wee bit of pride and a wee bit of vindication about, yeah, this is the reason why I support this team. It doesn't come around all that often, but when it does, boy, are we going to enjoy it.
It's now been 30 years since we last defeated Rangers and 28 years since we beat Celtic.
it's just been far, far too long since we beat one half of the Old Firm. We probably could easily have beaten them in the Scottish Cup tie at Ibrox when Damon Gray scored. I think if we'd held out for more than about 90 seconds after he did score, we probably would have won. We never really gave ourselves a big shot in the replay. I mean, I know we missed a penalty at 2-0 down, but they were just a bit better on us that day. And of course, as the two games of the season, we got into the top six. You know, particularly the first one when Dole scored, it can't have been more than about 50 minutes to go when Dole scored to make it 1-0. And I remember physically shaking, because I thought, this is it, we're going to do it this time. And you know, the two late goals, and of course, it was two late goals right at the end of the season as well that stopped us from beating them. So I think probably those three games have been the closest we've come to it since 93. I mean, it's shocking it's as long as that. I mean, okay, there's a lot of seasons where we didn't play them, but that's a long time to go without beating them.
Especially consider, I think, if you look at the Premiership now, I think every team in there has beaten them since us. Like, that's
I would
fair.
Be surprised if they haven't. And you know, I can't believe that we had all those years in the Premier League under Archie and we just didn't manage to do it. That's a real shame, because it was a real good period for the club, that top six finish. Best finish for a Thistle team in a generation, but we just never managed to get the victory over the Old Firm that we'd be talking about 30 years from now, which is a real shame.
Nonetheless, Tom still has hope that the Sky Sports League Cup final against Rangers at Tynecastle will see us break the Old Firm drought.
We have got goosebumps just thinking about it. Craig showed me an email yesterday he got from Sky Sports saying, here are the ribbons, here's an image of the ribbons, Thistle ribbons that would go on the cup if you win it. And he's going, oh my God, this is real, we're actually in this cup final. It's down at Brian Graham's belief that he talks about. If they go out onto the pitch on the day believing that they can win, then they can win. And we showed when we drew nothing each with them and we could easily have won that game, we got the ability to go toe-to-toe with them. And I wouldn't read an awful lot into the fact that we got beat 6-1 by Celtic today, other than it emphasises the fact that you cannot afford to make too many individual errors, because you will get punished. If you can cut out the individual errors, go into the game with a real belief, because there's enough talent in that squad to have a right good go. That would rival beating Celtic in terms of being a shock, maybe not as high profile on the occasion, but it would rival beating Celtic in terms of a seismic shock. We're not going to Tynecastle just to make up the numbers. They're going to go there to try to win the cup. And there's enough talent in that squad that if things fall for them right on the day, they can do just that.
Thank you for listening to this special episode of Draw, Lose or Draw. Tom Hosey was talking to David Forrest, who also edited the episode, narrated by Matt Greer. Make sure you book your ticket to see Thistle make history at the Sky Sports Cup final on Sunday the 24th of March at Tynecastle with a 1:30 kickoff. Tickets are available from Hearts FC's ticketing website, priced just £8 for adults and £1 for concessions. The sun rising again.